With the pre-opening commodity market report, I'm Tom Rogers, sitting in for Dave Dickey this week. Cash hog prices in the Midwest direct markets are called steady to firm. In the Western Corn Belt, mostly flat in the East. A few plants in the West appear to need additional loads for Friday and Saturday slaughter schedules, so some may be forced to pay a bit more to draw the hogs off the farms, according to livestock dealers and market managers. Peoria's called steady with a top price of $44.50. They say the run might be light overall. They say high water from the recent rains is still causing flooding near the Illinois River. The yardmen are busy helping sandbag to hold the water back. So a busy day in Peoria, but not the way they want. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, September 17th, negotiated swine purchases were $11,829. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $60.50 to $67.57. The weighted average was $63.41, was down $55 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.78 to $53.94. The weighted average was $49.69. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were $14,981. The base price range was $59 even to $72 even. The weighted average was $66.90, up $60 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.43 to $53.73. The weighted average was $51.40.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at AgriGold.com or at 800-262-7333.
A little bit of a rebound in the commodity markets overnight. We'll check those numbers and get a pre-opening call this morning from Ellen Dearden of AgriView and Morton. That's in a minute. First, our growing areas weather. Here's AM 580 meteorologist Scott Oltoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you very much. I know, as you mentioned, the Peoria area problem with flooding, and their river's forecast to peak there at Saturday afternoon at 27.5 feet, and that will be the fourth highest crest and record, and also on Havana, Illinois, on Monday. And some of that rain, some of that river flow could cause extensive flooding of agriculture and land not protected by levees by Monday afternoon in Havana, Illinois. So some very serious and record flooding across the Illinois River the next several days. Now, here in the Midwest, flooding will steadily diminish while conditions of crops and low-lying fields improves and fields firm up enough to field work to occur. Some harvesting should start up here the next few days, and looks like mostly dry conditions are expected through much of this rest of this week and most of next week. Maybe a few showers develop across the Eastern Corn Belt toward the end of the month and the first week of October. The Western Corn Belt will see the most frequent precipitation, and most of it will fall next week, at which time some temporary increase in topsoil moisture is anticipated. Areas in Nebraska and Minnesota and Wisconsin will be the wettest. Flooding will recede to Missouri, and some areas will see net drying conditions for a while. But crop conditions will be favorable for a development. Cooling of greater significance still may occur toward the beginning part of October, which we do expect for this time of year. We are heading into the fall season. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, a tropical or a subtropical cyclone may develop late next week off the southeastern coast. Storm might bring some heavy rain to portions of the eastern Carolinas and eastern Virginia. The only other significant rain event in the next couple weeks for the southeastern states or Delta will occur Sunday into Monday, with the region from southern Alabama to South Carolina favored for the greatest rainfall. Net drying is expected. Elsewhere in the southeast and Delta, good harvest progress is expected, and crop conditions should improve in the fields that receive too much rain from the recent tropical systems. In Argentina, rain is still expected in early corn and sunseed producing areas late today and Friday. Coverage will be around 65%, and rain totals anywhere from a tenth to three quarters of an inch. There is some potential for locally greater amount, but it will be rare occurrence if it occurs. Buenos Aires is still disfavored. Follow-up rain of significance will be needed, since the rain event is likely to be a little disappointing for some areas. Showers may be spit a little moisture in the region during the midweek next week, but meaning rainfall is not likely in the region before the end of September. In Brazil, soil moisture is favorable to southern parts of the nation, which is very typical for this time of year. We do think that normal progression in the rainy season this year, with timely rain to support early corn planting. In the U.S. hard red wheat belt, no rain fell yesterday. High temperatures were in the 70s and 80s. Rain will develop in much of the hard red wheat country Tuesday through Friday of next week. The precipitation will interrupt field work and increase soil moisture in at least a few areas between now and then. And favorable net drying conditions are anticipated, and a good net drying bias outlook will resume again after the wheat next week. Situation will be good for field work and crop development, since none of the rain is persistently heavy and planting will likely advance around the precipitation. In the U.S. Northern Plains, mostly dry conditions will continue across Northern Plains with Saturday A disturbance will slowly make its way across the region early next week, creating periods of widespread showers and thunderstorms. Preliminary rain amounts anywhere from 1/2 to 1 inch a few locations. This is the only organized precipitation event slated to occur through the end of September. Mostly dry conditions will return for the second week of the forecast. For the U.S. Southern Plains, Wednesday was dry. In West Texas and southwestern Oklahoma, will see net drying and favorable cotton development conditions during the next couple of weeks. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Let's go to the overnight trade. In Kansas City, December wheat opened overnight at 764.5, up 3. It last traded up 8.75. March, 783.75, up 3.25. Last trade up 8.5. December spring wheat in Minneapolis at 789.5 on the open, up 0.5. Last trade up 5.75. In Chicago, December wheat opened at 728, up 2.25. Last trade up 9.25. March, 748.25, up 2.25. Last trade up 9.5 overnight. July wheat opened unchanged at 770.25. Last traded up 7.75 cents. And December of next year, 810, up 2. Last traded up 9. December corn opened overnight at 552.5, down a penny and a half. Last trade up 4.5. March at 568.75, down 1.25. Last trade up 5.5. May corn 576, down 3.5. Last trade up 3. July 588, down 0.5. Last trade up 2.5. November soybeans opened at 1135.75, down 3.25 on the open. Last trade up 12.5 cents. January 1153, down 0.25. Last trade up 12.75. March beans, 1161.25, down 4.25, last trade down 9. And May opened at 1173, unchanged, last traded up 7. Bean meal for October opened at 321.70, down 1 even, last trade down 540. And December 322, down 70, last trade up 480. December or October bean oil opened at 44.23 overnight, up 26, last trade up 73. Deese bean oil, 44.94, up 52, last traded up 83. Joining us now with a pre-opening call is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Tom.
Well, we see a lot of people going back to the commodities, the dollar shrinking and crude oil shooting up back to the $100 a barrel mark. What might that have on the effect might that have on the commodity markets in Chicago?
I think we'll see some follow-through buying across the board, corn, wheat, and beans. The corn market today, I think, probably will be kind of a laggard in the deal, up to maybe as much as 6 cents at the outset. We had export bookings come in this morning at just under 13 million bushel, a little bit on the light side, but these stiff crude oil gains, a little less jitters in Wall Street with the Dow up this morning. I think we'll see the market a little bit higher there.
Do we see possibly traders taking a peek again at weather and supply and all that that normally drives the markets?
I think that's really pretty far in the backseat.
What about anything else that may be driving the market today, or is it pretty much going to be watching Wall Street?
I think we're watching Wall Street. We're watching the other commodities. You know, AIG that had the big bailout from the federal government yesterday is a major player in these index funds. So I think part of what we're seeing here is a little bit of feeling that maybe commodities is a good place to be. The bean market will be up 10 to 12 cents at the outset today. I like the fact that the November beans put the brakes on before it got to $11 yesterday. Export bookings there came in around 15 million bushel. On the wheat side, we had bullish export bookings. We'll be up 3 to 8 cents. Wheat was the leader yesterday, took corn higher, and then beans kind of a laggard. Beans look like they'll be in the lead today.
All right. Thanks for your time. That's Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois, looking at those crucial outside markets. The October crude oil contract just started trading at $99.10. That's up $1.94 per barrel, and the November has gone over the $100 mark. The U.S. dollar index is down 33 at 77.83. The CRB index, 358.92, up 670. And the Dow has started the first half hour up 174 points at 10,783. This is WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 65 degrees on Friends Plaza and sunny at 9 o'clock Central Time.